dad is not. My mom is not from Florida.
Okay. For the discussion director, the first question was, what might happen if Amelia has to go back home early?
I just want to say, isn't her name Amy?
No.
Amelia.
Really? Because they always say Amy. I'm just saying Amy, okay?
Yeah, they just shorten it too.
Okay. Amy.
What will happen?
Maybe she'll have to pack her bags and go home.
She'll be, oh my god, I don't want to go home.
She'll probably start crying.
No.
Okay.
Next one.
What if Amelia broke her leg in Japan?
Oh my gosh, she'd be on crutches.
That'd be hard for her because you couldn't listen to the doctors and what she had to do.
But her
the host family couldn't speak that much English.
Yeah, but the host family could try. Maybe the host family could
eat. Google Translate.
Maybe the host family could listen, and maybe if they could, they could
show her what to do.
Yeah, translate or show her what to do.
Yeah. Oh, go
because
on
she may
not
know.
Or go on Google Translate.
So they could do things to figure that out.
Yeah.
Okay,
next one.
How would you feel if you had to go to Japan as an exchange student?
I'd be so excited but scared at the same time. Like, because I don't know any Japan right now, so I'm just like...
I do.
I know
because I do karate.
No, I know some Japanese, but really I do.
Konnichiwa.
I know Hana and I know.
That's not the subject.
I'd be really nervous.
Hajime is start and Yume is stop.
Okay, let's... I'd be really nervous
because I've never met this family before and maybe they could be bad people.
And they could be creeps. They could be creeps.
Well, can I say something? Do you know, we had a student and she came to us instead because the people that she had were always drunk and swearing. Let's keep going.
Next.
Why is Amelia happy about all the different shoes she has to wear?
Because she doesn't want to not fit in at school.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because everyone in the world has to have different shoes and they have to look beautiful because every woman in the world needs to have at least five pairs of shoes.
I think it's because when she wants to fit into Japan.
Yeah, when she first walked in, she had these different shoes. And she's like, why do I have to wear different shoes?
Yeah, she probably felt like really left out. She was silly.
But then when she gets to school, actually, she wears the right shoes.
Going on to Molly's thing about every lady has to have five pairs of shoes.
But
or
thing.
More. My dad's friend has six and more.
I would like to have 100
and
pairs.
And he's a man.
Yeah, I know.
Wait.
My auntie's a sure holic.
What would you do if you had an exchange student in your class from Japan?
Oh, I'd be so nice. I'd want to be her best friend forever. But I'd have to get a lot of Google Translate.
I would try to learn Japanese.
Yeah.
I've tried to make her feel comforting in Japanese. Like, maybe you could learn it, like Emma said. And then you can make her feel at home.
Take her to Japanese class.
Yeah, Japanese restaurant.
Take her to some food.
And make her.
Or you could become a best friend and invite her to Molly.
And make her feel nice by maybe cooking her something, her favorite food. Maybe doing whatever you could to make her feel nice and...
Okay, we're finished.
Okay.
Okay,
who's next?
Stop it.
Me. I'm next.